We started off. I didn't want to look back. I did. The hut was burning furiously. "Who's got the tags?" Gearhart asked Wallowick. Wallowick turned and looked at him. His lips were swollen, one side of his face was puffed. There was blood in the corner of his mouth. He didn't answer Gearhart. A guy from Charlie Company pointed to another guy from Charlie Company who was supposed to have the tags, and Gearhart went over to him. Then he came back.
"He forgot the tags," Gearhart said. "He left them in the hut."
"How are they gonna let their folks know they did?" Pee-wee said. Gearhart didn't answer. What would they do for a body? Would they send home an empty coffin? Would they scrounge pieces from graves registration? What would they say to their parents, their wives? "We lost your son, ma'am. Somewhere in the forests he lies, perhaps behind some rock, some tree." "We burned his body, ma'am. In a rite hurried by fear and panic, we burned what was left of him and ran for our own lives. Yes, and we're sorry." Perhaps they would tell them nothing, not having a body in hand, not having the lifeless form to send with the flag. They would not acknowledge that there was a death at all. Yes, and we're sorry. The ARVNs were up ahead of us, pushing through the woods. They were moving quickly. I looked for Pee-wee and found him. He was behind Gearhart. Gearhart had his head up. His flak jacket was open. We went quickly, stumbling, but somehow in control of ourselves. We were looking out for each other, checking each other out. I stayed with Jamal, mostly. I asked how he was doing.
"I don't believe I'm not dead," he said. "You know I'm not made for this kind of life."
The ARVNs were headed for the same pickup zone we were. They cut down along the edge of the paddies, and we took a longer route through the wood line. The branches ripped at us. Vines caught our feet. It was like a nightmare. The forest itself was our enemy, trying to catch us, trying to hold us in its grip. Small arms fire. The ARVNs were under fire. We dove for cover.
"Get up! Get up! Keep moving!"
The voice came from behind us. I saw Captain Stewart look back to see who was talking. I turned. It was Johnson.
"Stay down," Captain Stewart barked out his order. "Look for the sniper."
"Let's move it."
Johnson started forward.
"I said stay down, damn it,"
Stewart yelled. I was on my feet. Monica was up. We were moving again, following Johnson. The hell with Stewart. We broke through the underbrush. We kept moving. I looked around. Stewart was coming too. Suddenly, I wasn't there. It was as if I were out of my body and looking down at us. And then I was back. What the hell was going on? I shook my head. Everything seemed okay again. We kept moving. I hoped like hell that somebody knew where we were going. Monica was up ahead. He held his hand up, and we dropped where we were. I could feel my heart beating in my temples. I was gasping for air, sucking in tiny fleets of flying bugs, spitting them out, sucking in another fleet.